Ward versus Commerce Construction Company, 2024 ARC App 150. The Arkansas Court of Appeals, in affirming the full commission, ruled that a temporary employee injured when a wall fell was a dual employee of both the contractor and of the temporary agency. The result was that the exclusive remedy of the Workers' Compensation Act was the only remedy. Judge Wood explained, quote, Michael Ward appeals the decision of the Arkansas Workers' Compensation Commission, finding that he was a dual employee of Commerce Construction Company, Inc. and People Ready, a temporary staffing agency. The Commission's decision protects Commerce from her tort liability under the exclusive remedy provisions of the Arkansas Workers' Compensation Act. When Ward arrived at the job site, he called Commerce's job superintendent, Daniel Irwin, to give him instructions about the work he was to perform. Irwin came to the site, introduced Ward to Jose Salas, a longtime Commerce employee, and explained to Ward that Salas was there to demolish a cinder block wall on the property. Irwin told Ward that his job was to help Salas clean up the wall as it was knocked down. Salas gave Ward instructions on how to perform the job, specifically telling Ward that he would not be using the sledgehammer, but would only be cleaning up the debris. Although Ward arrived at the site with his own protective gear, gloves, safety goggles, a hard hat, and steel-toed boots, Commerce provided him with the tools necessary to perform the job, a shovel, a broom, and a wheelbarrow. End of quote. In examining the elements required for dual employment, the Court of Appeals explained, quote, pursuant to the dual employment doctrine, when a general employer lends an employee to the special employer becomes liable for workers' compensation benefits only if three factors are satisfied. A. The employee has made a contract for hire, express or implied, with the special employer. B. The work being done is essentially that of the special employer. And C. The special employer has the right to control the details of the work. The dual employment doctrine does not require the contract between the parties to be long-term or permanent, whether express or implied. Although the Commission may consider the length of time an employee works for a special employer in its analysis, it is not determinative. Each case depends on its own particular facts. We acknowledge that the facts of this case are unique in that the duration of Ward's employment with Commerce was just one day. Nevertheless, on that day, Ward accepted the job to work for Commerce, showed up and performed work as requested and directed by Commerce employees, and was paid by Commerce for his services, albeit indirectly. Reviewing the evidence and all inferences in the light most favorable to the Commission's findings, we hold that substantial evidence supports its finding that there was an implied contract between Ward and Commerce on the day Ward was injured. End of quote. End of decision.